Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
All right, 16 minutes away from having you call in for Beat the Bank ATM. Just want to remind you, you can win.
We all have gagged that out.
Yeah, we did.
$5,000 up for grabs. You're using the numbers 3, 5, 7, 9. And if you kept track of all the wrong guesses and you don't repeat, you have a 1 in 8 chance to win because that's how many are left.
That's good.
Unused pins, 8 of them. Now, there can be repeats, and that's just a wasted guess. So, hopefully you kept track, Kid Nation. But we do need to launch into Big Al's Love Life, and this morning it's brought to you by Third Love.
I love that as a sponsor?
Need support.
Yeah. Yes.
What?
Yeah. Yes, I'm so lucky that I'm the one.
Possible gifts for your love.
All right.
Yes.
I was just looking. I was like, I'm going to Google this because I didn't really know the answer. How often should you replace your bra? Big Al, I'm not asking you and JC, but Jenna, do you know they said every 6 months to a year? Depends on how much you wear it, because some of us have our favorite bra we wear over and over and over, and it's the straps are going to stretch and things like that eventually. I did not know that. Some people have been wearing bras for years. Honey, it's time to get a new bra, and you might find out you haven't been wearing the right size anyway. You need to go to thirdlove.com and take their Fit Finder quiz. Over 14 million women have taken it so far. You just answer a few simple questions. You find your perfect fit in about 60 seconds. And what Third Love does is they use all that data and they use it to come up with bra sizes. Right now they've got more than 80 to choose from, including the signature half cup size. They have the perfect fit promise. You've got 60 days to wear it, wash it, and test it out. And if you don't love it, you can just send it back. They've got fit stylists available every day to help you. If you're not really sure, you can text them, chat on, you know, Google internet chat. What do you call that? Chatting online.
Basically.
Or be like me, use a phone because you can't figure out how to chat. Well, Third Love knows there's a perfect bra for everybody. So right now they're offering Kid Nation members 15% off your first order at thirdlove.com/kid. That's K-I-D-D. You'll find your perfect fitting bra. You'll get 15% off your first order at thirdlove.com/kid.
And Big Al.
Yes.
So last week, we did a topic that we probably will end up touching back on again soon because you brought up red flags.
Yeah, I did. I had this little casual movie date, and we got to the movie theater. She was running a little bit late, which wasn't a major red flag, but...
But it's a little flag.
A little flag.
She was probably just trying to get ready for the...
Kill a little bit of time while she was arriving. I bought a thing of popcorn, so we're going to the movie, watch the movie, and she says, I don't need popcorn.
That was it. That was another red flag.
Another red flag right there. I'm like, really? Okay, so we sit there
Strike two.
Enjoy the movie. And so I was not surprised. I mean, we got along fine. You know, it wasn't like we didn't get along.
Did she tell you she didn't like bacon either?
That was the
biggest red flag.
Big red flag. She didn't like bacon. So I went, I love bacon. Bacon flavored popcorn. Anyway, so I wasn't expecting a whole lot to come out of. I didn't know, you know. So... Hit me back up. She actually hit me up after she heard about this story on the radio last month.
Was she mad?
No.
Because a lot of people were asking, was Al's date mad?
No. She has a sense of humor. She says all
girls know what they get with Al.
She's he's
going to come in and tell it.
It's all good. She says all good. Had a sense of humor. So hit me back up. And so we've been kind of texting. She's like, you know what? I was kind of thinking about going to sing some karaoke.
She likes karaoke?
See, you could be a red flag. But now the tide has turned because that's a green flag. If you like karaoke,
and that outweighs the bacon popcorn stuff.
Oh, and she said she's a fan of country music.
What?
There you go.
So I'm like,
look at that, Al.
I'm like, look, I happen to know of a place that has great karaoke over the weekend.
Oh boy.
So she came in to my restaurant, and I didn't know what she was going to sing. And she sang some Push It,
Salt and Pepper.
So that's pretty cool. You know, I love karaoke, obviously. So we kind of sat there and had a little bit of a time for about a couple of hours. Had a drink or two. And I walked her out to her car. And she sent me a text later. And she said...
You up?
No.
She had a few red flags of her own, I bet.
No. Kelly, all of you. I love to be verified. You know, this is a blue check mark on something that I've said a long time ago.
You're the best kisser.
She said, you know what? You're actually a pretty good kisser.
False. I can speak to this.
Hey, So I just wanted to, the whole reason I brought that up, Kelly, is just, I'm not one to
kiss. It's the whole story.
Let me see that text.
I'm really not one to kiss.
Let me see that text.
I'm really not one to kiss it.
Let me see the text.
I'll let you see it.
That's all it says. That's all.
Cheddar, you saw it? Okay, Cheddar saw it.
It's been verified, dog. It's been
verified. You are a pretty good kisser. That doesn't sound like, you know, triple A rating, gold star review.
Yeah, you're pretty good.
Pretty good kisser.
Pretty good kisser.
My wife said I was the greatest kisser when we first kissed.
Maybe she's expecting you to be terrible.
Yeah.
Well, you know, whichever the case is, I've been, I don't say redeemed, because no one ever said I was a bad kisser.
Uh-huh. Jenna has said it repeatedly.
A lot.
Like, do you not hear her?
Well, knowing that I've kissed in a, other than on a radio performance.
Well, I would have performed better.
Me too.
But you didn't.
Had I known that I was going to be graded.
Well, of course you are. When you're always bragging about being a good kisser. And then you finally had the opportunity to show someone on the show.
It was sloppy and terrible. You're misinterpreting yeah. my statements. I'm not bragging about being a good kisser.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not.
Repeatedly.
No, I'm not.
I am stating.
There's a difference between stating a fact and bragging. Like a football player, when he goes out and makes a good play, you know, at the press conference.
It's also so subjective in that situation, you
know? Not necessarily bragging. He's just talking about the good game he had. You know, I'm just talking about...
letting us know.
Yeah.
What your services are.
Letting you know. Not like bragging.
Was this a makeout, or was it just a quick goodbye kiss?
Just a little goodbye kiss.
You can't tell how good a person
is
with a little goodbye kiss.
Yeah.
No, you need at least a five-minute makeout session.
5 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that would qualify you as a bad kisser.
Yeah, right?
No, like, you need to be...
I don't want to make out for five minutes.
You don't want to... On a first date?
No, just...
Yeah.
Just a little... Yeah.
Like, on The Bachelor, they have, like, five-minute-long makeout session. And I think that's when The Bachelor or Bachelorette can determine, okay, this person...
Right.
I just want to let Al know. It's
been Thank sad. You, Al. It's Thank been, you for letting us know.
It's been sick.
Is there going to be another date? Are you guys...
We hadn't discussed that, no. But maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
But we haven't discussed that.
Okay.
I want to know, what did you respond when she said
did you give her a compliment?
I said thanks.
That's it. See, and then you leave it like that. How's she going to respond to that? Thank you.
Thanks.
Hey,
how about you too?
I think I said.
You too.
You too.
You too. You too.
Yeah, you too.
Take love.
You should have said something back. Paid her a compliment.
I didn't want to seem braggadocious, like Jenna says.
Or how about, you're not a bad kisser yourself. Yeah. Why don't we try again?
Yeah, I think I just said, hey, thanks.
Hey, thanks.
Hey, thanks. I've heard. Maybe I've heard it. I don't know.
I get that a lot.
Yeah, something like that.
You know. You're the fourth woman to say that this week. Thanks.
Oh, Al.
That's our love. That's our man, Big Al Mack right there.
Thank you.
Those women keep trying, though.
They're trying.
That's the shocking part.
And they compliment them.
You know what? Again, I don't think she was necessarily complimenting. She was just stating a fact.
Okay.
That's called flirting now.
Yeah, she wanted some back. You didn't give her any flirting back. All right, well, we'll keep you updated with Big Al's makeout sessions. See how those go. Well, coming up next, it's time to try to win some money, Kid Nation. We'll have you call in. Hopefully you've been keeping track, because $5,000 could be all yours with Beat the Bank ATM.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, let's get to it, Kid Nation. And I want to correct myself. We only have 6 PIN codes that have not been used. So you have a 1 in 6 chance. So the news just got better for you.
Even better, yeah.
1 in 6 chance to win $5,000 as long as you've kept track. And now it's time to call in and play Beat the Bank ATM. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We'll go ahead and take callers number 11 and 13. Yes, we're going to take 2 guesses. Don't worry if you don't get in this hour, because if we don't get a winner, we'll do it again next hour.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we got you. And if you were listening on Friday, White Cheddar gave you a big-time clue about the code.
Oh, that's right.
It was a pretty big-time clue.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why you got to listen to the whole show. The ladies had a pretty eventful weekend.
Yeah,
both went to weddings.
Yes, sir.
One U.S., one abroad.
Yeah. Jenna, yours was in Mexico, in Guanajuato.
Guanajuato, yes, which is the state. And so a lot of people thought maybe I was in San Miguel, which is, you know, much more Americanized now, I believe. But I was actually in GTO, which is Guanajuato City.
Is it far from Mexico City?
A couple of hours from Mexico City, I believe. So I flew to Leon, and then that was like a 45-minute drive.
Okay.
Very authentic, though. This was the first time. I've been to Mexico a lot. Y'all know how much I love Mexico. I've been to Mexico City, of course, all the tourist beach destinations. But this was the first time I've really been somewhere that, you know, my boyfriend, who is from Mexico City, told me, you know, this is probably going to be the most authentic
traditional
Mexican city that you've seen, because I mean, this is, it's, there's some tourists, but this is definitely a vacation destination and destination wedding spot for Mexicans. And the bride was actually from Guanajuato, and so it was so cool. Friday night, we did the rehearsal dinner. Was not a rehearsal dinner. We did this traditional walk, and if you follow me on social media, I posted a bunch of stories because it was just so cool. You can hire these mariachi bands, and they're very animated, and they tell stories. Of course, it was all in Spanish, so I'm so lucky that, you know, I have boyfriend to translate. And but at one point, they split us up into just the guys and the girls. But you walk through this town, and they tell you all of these, really, they're kind of fables and stories from the town.
That's so cool.
And we drank wine or tequila from these little ceramic birds. And so hopefully what was being translated to me was the truth. But really fascinating story. So it was like a two-hour walk that we did with over 100 people. Now, Mexican weddings, that this falls on deaf ears to every Mexican person, but they're huge. They're so fun. I mean, there were probably 300-something people at this wedding on Saturday night, and it was at this mine in the middle of nowhere outside of town. It was so beautiful. It was just so cool. It was just fabulous.
Like a mine that you walk into?
Right. I mean, it was like a fortress.
This is the only kind of mine.
Wall. Yeah, yeah. A mineral mine, maybe. I'm not sure exactly what it was, but it was just a beautiful, beautiful thing. Did you see I went to the Mummy Museum, too?
The Mummy Museum looked scary because...
I only posted one photo because I realized that it was really kind of morbid. But yes, something in the minerals in the soil there they found was actually mummifying people. And so when they...
The one that looked like it was screaming, that was a legit mummy?
Unfortunately, what happened at this time also, there was a plague that was making doctors believe some people had died, but they weren't actually dead. And so some of these people were buried alive, and so it caught their expressions as they had been buried.
Oh,
it was really heavy, actually. After we left, we were like, wow, that was... People had told me to go there because they know I love dark stuff, but it was very... It was
like
very dark.
Scary.
Yeah, but the wedding was a blast. It started at 6 o'clock. I heard that they went until about 6 a.m. By about 1:30, I thought I was doing well because I only drink red wine and I'm pacing myself. And but then they had that little tequila situation where I thought the bride was going to throw her flowers and do the toss the bouquet, you know. But every woman was lining up to take pools from the tequila as the bride poured it in your mouth. So I did that, and I went to the bathroom. I came out. My boyfriend's like, how are you feeling? I was like, I'm pretty good. And then they offered me this coffee drink because I go, how does everyone stay awake all night? Because, of course, I get tired. It's 1 a.m. at this point. And so they gave me this coffee drink. I don't know what it was. It tasted like iced coffee with obviously a bunch of liquor in it. It was delicious. So I started drinking that. I'm like, oh, I'm going to feel all pepped up. And out of nowhere, I went, I don't feel so good. I'm going to throw up.
Oh, it was one of those nights.
So we got in a cab. We got in a cab at about 1:30. And that cab ride, like I said, it was like 30 minutes on the outskirts of town. I mean, we were driving over roads that were paved with grass.
Oh, nice.
I mean, they were grass roads. Uh-huh. So it was
that's called a field.
I had my head out the window like a dog. I was like, please don't throw up. Please don't throw up. And of course, the second I got back to the hotel, I threw up. So that's how I ended my night. Mexican wedding, I did not survive.
You did it.
Oh, I was so hungover traveling yesterday.
Did it actually go until 6 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, I believe people stayed up until about 5 or so. Yeah, wow. I'm not sure.
If you were following Jenna's Instagram, you also saw a boyfriend dancing to one of her favorite
your
songs.
Song.
I told you.
Mexican wedding was so fun, especially because I guess, you know, everyone's catching up and people that hadn't seen each other in a while. And the music was so good. Maybe it's just because I'm burned out on American wedding music. And there's a few of those songs that they play. But then there was so much Latin music.
Did they have the drunk uncles singing extremely loud in the middle of the dance floor? Every Mexican wedding needs
one of those. If it happened after midnight, I couldn't tell you what was going on.
Yeah, you always need that one.
Yeah, but he danced this. They played this. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was great.
A grito contest?
Yeah, the grito.
Did not see that, no.
Yeah, you'll always get the uncles also going in the middle of the dance floor trying their gritos.
No, it was so fun. It was really great.
How was your wedding in Colorado?
Well, we get off the plane, and the first thing you see at the Aspen Airport is what to do in case you come across a bear.
It's so good. I know. Love it.
Wow.
So yes, what's it say?
That is the warning.
Okay.
Well, basically, you should avoid them.
Well, yeah.
But if you are attacked, you fight back.
You punch them back?
You just fight to the death.
Wow.
You hope it's the bear that dies. So that was when you land. And then on the way back, flying home, when you're walking in the doors, the first thing you see is the trash can to throw away your pot as they remind you, it's legal here, but not legal everywhere. And there's a big trash can, so I could just imagine. I wonder if people at the end of the day come by and just kind of, oh, free pot, you know.
Right. I'm surprised there was somebody wasn't standing next to it.
Trash can right there.
Full of pot?
Yeah, and the I'm really skipping over all the gist of the wedding, but man, I've never seen more suitcases get searched at an airport.
On the way out.
Everybody was, I mean, men, like really nice men in business jackets and coiffed everything. Their suitcases were being taken apart. They don't just like rifle through it. They take out everything and go through every bag. They want to make sure you're not taking anything out.
Whoa.
It was a lot, yeah. But anyway, in between the bears and the drugs, it was a great wedding. It was really sweet. Colorado is just a different mentality there. You know, all those pictures you see in the catalogs of the little children, and they're all blonde hair and blue-eyed, and they're wandering around the meadows barefoot.
Yeah.
Those kids really exist.
They're out there.
Not just in magazines. They are running around Colorado. And I wonder if I'd been born and raised there, if I'd be a different person, if I'd be that little barefoot cherub.
I think about that all the time.
I'm telling you.
The things that your parents choose to do when you're little.
Yeah.
You know, for example, my parents, when they moved from Mexico, my mom wanted to go to Ohio.
Yeah.
I always wonder.
How different would your life be? Yeah,
like, what kind of person would
you're
I have?
You're looking at it. I'm from Ohio.
We went to.
I grew up in Ohio.
Right? Yeah. We had a welcome barbecue dinner, and that night in the restaurant, you go out the back door, and it's, you know, it's a ski area, but everything's grass now, and the ski lifts are shut down, and the kids just, a couple kids came out and set up a, two tents, nets for soccer. And the next thing you know, every child, every cherub is running outside and they're playing soccer and laughing in the breeze with their curls bouncing. I'm like, am I in a commercial? What is going on right now? It's crazy.
Were you partaking or something?
No, I'm so sick. I had horrible altitude sickness, and everybody was saying, what is wrong with you, Kelly? Because usually I'm a little bit more fun, a little bit more fun.
Oh, no.
When they're asking me what's wrong, you know it's bad. I said, I was just pounding water. I didn't have an alcoholic beverage at all. I said, I feel like I have got the worst hangover. I figured, okay, I'll just drink a lot of water. The next morning I'll get up. And finally somebody said, go get you a can of oxygen. I'm like, what? So I go down to the spa and they sell these gigantic cans of oxygen. You just put them over your mouth and you huff them.
That's wild.
You And the lady I said, I'm going to do this in front of you because I know I'm going to do it wrong. And she's like, there's no way you can do it wrong. I was like, you don't know me. And so, of course, I take it out of the can and she says, no, you don't put it over your nose. So I was going to do it wrong. But yeah, I just sucked that oxygen and man, what a difference.
Really?
Felt so much better.
Instantly better.
Within 10 seconds?
Almost instantaneously. Took a couple minutes because I had been, you know, oxygen depleted. But man, that altitude sickness is because I couldn't catch a full breath. And then because the air's thinner, they told me to take a lot of either aspirin or Advil to thin your blood because the oxygen you are getting can whatever it's supposed to do. I don't know. But after I started huffing oxygen, I felt a million times better. So my husband was happy for that. You think I'm a downer normally?
Did Alan get altitude sickness?
No, it was fine. But a couple of other people had it. A couple of other people had it on the trip too. It just hits everybody differently, I guess. But it was a beautiful wedding. My friend Christy, she asked all of the girls that she didn't have a bridal party, but the ones she would have had in the wedding, she asked us to wear pink, and her dress was this beautiful pink. It was gorgeous. It was a second wedding for her.
Uh-huh.
Beautiful pink, and it was out in the backyard, and there was a babbling brook going by. It's like, what? This is America? What is going on?
Colorado's
you know,
beautiful.
This stuff is here, and we don't take advantage of it.
Yeah.
It's like, wow. And of course, yes, everybody commented, I have nipples. Yes, I do have nipples.
What?
Kelly apparently was cold.
Your dress?
My nipples, it was cold.
Yeah, people are so critical.
And I have nipples, everybody.
I'm going to go.
Everybody's like, well, we had to ask if you knew, because some people do that intentionally. Oh, I intentionally went out and sought a cold climate.
Too bad we already did the third love commercial.
So whatever, you know. It is what it is.
Where can we see this picture?
But it's so funny coming back. So coming back, we're at the airport, and everybody that goes to Colorado, you want to just embrace it.
Uh-huh.
You should have seen all the Ralph Lauren wannabe models walking through the airport with their Stetson hats on and their Sherpas and their blankets and their boots. And it's so funny. Come back to Dallas and they're like, oh my God,
so hot. So hot out here.
But they looked awesome.
Yeah, I bet they
did. I was like, man, I wish I had me a cowboy hat and a Sherpa on right now, but It was great. It was a beautiful wedding. Happy I got to go.
Well, congratulations to Christy, a.k.a. Hot Christy, as we know her.
Hot Christy. She's off the market.
Off the market, guys. Oh, Big Al.
Man, she is the friend that I had. Well, Jenna, I had this with Jenna, too. I'd walk with Jenna and when Jenna was blonde. It happened a lot more when you were blonde, remember?
Yeah, I'd never get hit on as a brunette.
We would walk down the street, and I'd be just walking with Jenna like, I feel pretty cute today. Yeah. Somebody come up, oh, my God, to Jenna. You are the most gorgeous person I've ever seen in my life. Jenna, tell me I'm exaggerating.
Kelly,
Jenna cannot even tell you I'm exaggerating.
No, I know, and I
but
just,
it's true.
I hated it. I hated it because I was like, oh my God, Kelly's seeing me.
I'm just standing
right
there.
Like,
I'm a seedy. I'm just like, oh, I don't know. I thought I was looking pretty cute.
Hey, I got nipples.
It
was the blonde. Everywhere I went with Jenna, that would happen. With Christy, same thing.
Uh-huh.
Christy is gorgeous.
Yes,
we'd be walking through a restaurant, and men would literally reach out and grab her by the hand and pull her over and say, where are you going? I've got to get to know you. Please don't leave without giving me your number. Jesse, I'm not lying.
Guys do that?
I'm going to start doing it. Forget the swiping. Forget the swiping.
Don't walk out of my life.
Where are you going?
Where we're going.
Guys, you occupy the same air.
I'll be standing there.
Hello, ma'am. Puffing on your oxygen tank.
Scratching my head. I think I have pretty good self-esteem.
Come on, man. ATM.
Maybe blonde's the trick.
Maybe. ATM.
Kelly and Jenna both had weddings. Jenna threw up. Kelly's got nipples.
Yeah.
It happened.
Glad y'all had a baby. That sounds like
big in Colorado. I think they passed ordinance where you can be topless.
Saw that. Yeah. Yes, clothing optional. Also, Kelly.
So Kelly was just taking part in the new law. That's all.
Wow.
Come on now, Tamika. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Doing awesome. What you got going on this Monday morning?
Just getting ready for work.
All right. What do you do?
I work for State Disability.
All right.
Okay. Well, we hope you have a wonderful week this week at work, but I'm sure $5,000 would feel pretty nice, right?
It would be great.
All right, you've been keeping track of all the pins?
I've been trying to.
Okay.
All right, well, let's see if you have. Go ahead and hit us with it. We have 6 remaining.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
I'm going to say 39.75. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, and that was a first timer.
Oh, wow.
That was a first time guess right there. So you were keeping track, Tamika. Well, thank you so much for calling.
Thanks anyway.
You have a wonderful day. We're down to 5. Okay. Okay. Romina.
Hi.
Hello. How are you?
I am fantastic. How are you guys?
We're really excited because we're hoping this $5,000 goes sometime soon.
Yep.
And
thank you.
You've been keeping track?
Not at all.
and you'll be the one that wins.
Awesome.
Hey, somebody in the car is
going. I never thought I was going to get through, man. I really never thought I was going to get through.
Well, here you are. Okay.
Yeah, it's all good. Maybe you'll get lucky, Romina. You never know.
I never know.
You know what? I like your honesty. Not at all.
All right. Let's see. What is it?
What do you got?
Okay, I've got 7539.
Oh, Romina. Unfortunately, that was already guessed before, I believe, on Thursday around this time. But, hey, Romina, thank you so much for calling in, and you have a wonderful week, okay?
You too, guys. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. So, 5 pins are left.
All right.
We'll have another chance for you to play here in about 40 minutes, Kid Nation. Beat the Bank ATM is happening. $5,000 up for grabs. And coming up next, let's get into some pettiness. It's time for Petty Monday.
Give me a P. Give me a E. Give me a T. T. Y. I'm petty all the time.
All right, we want the funny petties, people, at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548. 800-5-GEEK.
Most of the funny petty happens between brothers and sisters, significant others.
Children and parents.
We get a lot of petty neighbors.
Uh-huh.
I got one here that came in early on the DM. For example, hey, guys, I love onions on my burger, like a lot of onions, and my boyfriend hates them. Well, I asked my boyfriend to go get us some food, and he came back with a burger with 0 onions.
Mm-hmm.
He said he didn't want the smell in the car. Well, guess who chopped up some onions and left the baggie in there this morning?
What?
Hashtag Petty Monday.
Oh, don't do your boyfriend's car.
Oh, I would be livid.
He was so nice and went and got food.
That's how you get your girl what she wants, man. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5KID-KID.
We want to hear your Petty next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
But we didn't give away the $5,000, Kid Nation.
No, not yet.
But it's all good because now that means you have a chance to get your $5,000 in about 30 minutes. We'll have you call in to play at Beat the Bank ATM. But right now, let's get into some pettiness, please.
Give me a T. Give me a E. Give me a T. T-Y. I'm petty all the time.
All right, Kid Nation, this is where you give us a call and you let us know about the pettiness.
Yeah.
How have you been petty? And we want funny petty, none of that criminal petty. If you slash a tire, don't call the radio show and let us know. That's against the law, right?
Right.
Did I give the phone number out yet, Big Al?
800-543-3548.
800-5-KID-KID.
We do have some sports petty here that came in from the text.
Okay.
It says, my fiance made me mad while I was at the store. He's a huge Longhorns fan. And I saw a share of Coke with OU on it, so I bought it and I drank it in front of him. Hashtag Petty Monday. Yeah, but he liked that. Speaking of petty sports, I told Al this story. One of the Dallas Cowboys that played the Miami Dolphins this weekend beat them. Jordan Lewis saw that one of the Dolphins players had kind of gone after the Dallas Cowboys and said, if they're the best offensive line in football, then what am I? And it was him having a good play. He made a tackle or something.
Yeah.
And Jordan Lewis from the Cowboys responded with 0-3.
That's petty.
That's pretty good there.
That's pretty good.
Three light back right there.
Yep.
Anna, what do you got from the text?
From the text, when my husband makes me mad, I punch the bread because he's a freak about squished bread.
Punch the bread.
You know, honey, punching the bread.
What of it?
What you gonna do,
a little bread.
What you gonna do? All right. Rachel, how's it going?
It's going good. How are you guys?
Good. Awesome. We want to hear how you've been petty.
Well, it's not me. It's actually my husband. So my husband's been very sick for the last couple days, and we've been having some stuff going on. And he helped me put my toddler in the car yesterday morning and set our brand new tablet from Verizon on top of the car. Uh-huh. Had no idea it was there, and I drove off. Not thinking anything of this. And so later on that night, I asked him, I said, well, where's your tablet? She's getting fussy. And he goes, oh, I forgot it was on top of the car.
Oh.
So we tracked it using the Google track my device, and we saw where it was kind of located at. We went over there. He was looking through the grass of this area, and the neighbors kept looking at us like we were crazy, right?
Yeah.
Come to find out, the neighbor had actually took it.
But you found it.
So last night, he ended up setting an alarm for every hour on the hour to play an alarm that Google lets you play when you're trying to track your device just to annoy these people.
So they didn't give it back.
Did you get it back?
No, they never gave it back. When he got in the car to leave, they turned their porch light off. But they stood there and watched them the whole time. And so he was like, you know, I know these people have it. Well, if you use the internet version, it doesn't give you a pinpoint. But if you use the app for Google, it does. And it's in their home.
But I would call the cops. Yeah.
Call the cops and get your pad back. But I like the alarm thing.
I love that you annoyed them all night.
Yeah.
Wow. We did. And it took them 2 hours to come out. So we eventually, it was already like 10:30 and we had to work the next morning. So we were just like, you know, we'll file a claim on it.
There you go.
Wow.
Sorry about
that.
Well,
you seem to have a good attitude about it.
Yeah.
I like that you're still laughing and smiling and that you guys got him back with the alarm. You have a wonderful week, Rachel. Thanks for calling us. Set an alarm every hour. That's great.
Finders, keepers. Beep, 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 beep.
Get this thing out of here. Angela, how are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. I hear you have an annoying neighbor.
Yeah, we got a couple.
Yeah. So what do you do?
So the neighbor's son moved in about a year ago. And when he moved in, he brought this little yappy dog with him.
Uh-huh.
And every time anyone knocks on the door or gets home, or every time our son slams the door, the dog won't stop barking for like 10 minutes. So what we do is we wait till the dog quits barking, and then we get up and we slam the door a couple times, and then we go walk away again.
That's pretty petty.
I like it. Thank you, Angela.
That's pretty petty.
Mallory's been pretty petty with her husband. Hi, Mallory.
Hi.
All right, so your husband, he's eating everything.
He eats everything. So whether you put your name on it or not, he'll still eat it. So you can't have anything in the house. So every time we buy cookies, sweets, brownies, ice cream, he eats it all. Well, I'm nursing our five-month-old daughter. So for the last 2 weeks, I've been buying a different name brand cookie and with a different picture on it so he doesn't know what they are. And I've been telling him they're lactation cookies only so that if he wants them, he can have them, but then he's going to produce milk.
And as a guy, we don't want to be lactating.
Perfect.
Yeah, we don't
so
want to
good.
He has stayed away from them. So it's like the best thing ever because he literally eats everything in the house. And so I'll be like, okay, you can have them, but you're going to have milk. Because they're lactation cookies. And I have pulled them up before, like actual lactation cookies, because he didn't believe it was the real thing. And so he's like, he doesn't eat them.
Awesome.
That's great.
That's really good.
They're really good cookies, though. I'd go ahead and do it.
You would?
A little milk and cookies never kill anybody.
Even if you could lactate and produce milk.
For good cookies?
All right, I'll bring some in tomorrow.
No.
I want to see if you lactate. And then you don't have to go to Walmart in the morning to go get your milk. Have you a trip? Hi, Monica.
Hey.
Welcome to Petty Monday. What's going on?
Well, I had a coworker that constantly sends emails that, you know, could be just really quick conversations. And so she came up to me the other day and was like, well, didn't you read the email? And I said, well, honestly, no. I just clicked on it so it says read and I didn't read any of it. And she was not very happy with me. To everybody inside of the office and was like, did you read my email? Did you read my email? And everybody was like, no, no.
Hi, you know.
Yeah. I just click red. I like that.
Like the girl who cried wolf. The one time she sends an important email, nobody sees it.
She just wants friends, I think. You know? Do we have anybody in the office that sends too many emails? I think we're pretty good here at the office.
Yeah, we don't send unnecessary emails. Except for the ones about the whatever's going on in the building.
Uh-huh.
Like they're having a farmer's market or they're having...
They just forward those. The building does a lot of...
Yeah.
They're trying to promote unity and community in the building.
Have you ever shown up to anything?
No.
Hi, Melissa.
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
Hit us with your petty. What's going on?
Well, my husband works out of town for 2 weeks at a time, and we're pretty big wine drinkers, so he gets really upset if I drink wine when he's not home. And I really didn't want wine the other night, but I did just pour some cranberry juice in a wine glass and drink it on FaceTime just because he was getting on my nerves talking about it. But then I have to wait a few weeks just because you're not home. So that was my petty.
Took a little cranberry, made it look like wine. Why not? And you didn't have a hangover.
Yeah, 2 weeks is a long time. Need some wine.
What's going on the text, Anna?
Someone said, I was the editor of my school yearbook, and I found out that my boyfriend cheated on me, so I cut off half of his face and half of the girl's face in every picture they were in.
Oh, nice. Petty right
pretty
there.
Petty. That's I love it. Petty. That's
like
funny.
That.
Yeah.
Anisha.
Hi.
What's up, Anisha? Yeah, you got this.
Oh, nothing. I have I've only been trying since like 98 to get through y'all.
Oh, wow. Day to day.
I know, right? Look at me. But no, okay, I have parent petty. So, like, I get up some days and make breakfast for the kids, but they don't like to help clean. So, my new petty is the less y'all do, the less I'm going to do. So, they don't want to help clean up. No rides for school then. Guess what? They're like, what? It's raining. But I'm tired because I was up folding y'all's laundry and washing dishes and, like, rearranging the whole apartment. So, yeah. No. You're eating nasty school lunch and you're walking in the rain rather than, since you don't want to help clean. You want to wipe the toilet? No, you don't? Okay, then you can walk. There you go.
That's good parenting, though.
Yeah, it is. It builds character.
Yeah.
There you go. 5 and 6. You clean something or you're walking everywhere.
I need you to come to my house and help me.
Right?
Yeah.
Every time you tell kids to pick something up, they just pick one thing up and everything gets left. Oh, I picked that thing up.
Did
you clean your room? I did.
Walk in there? Nope.
It's a mess.
Oh, I picked up my underwear. Hi, Lloyd.
Hi.
Welcome to Petty Monday, buddy.
Oh, okay. So I have a coworker who has been bullying myself and my peers, and she's been bullying a lot of other associates. And so she's been
parking in the very front of the store in the customer's parking for the longest time. Ever since she started there, we just never said anything about it. And so then she caused a reaction out of us pretty recently. I decided to blast her by taking a picture of her car and sending it to everybody in corporate. Asking if we were able to park in customer parking or if we were still following policy.
Whoa.
Yes. Any repercussions on that bad boy?
No, none. But needless to say, she's not parking in Princess Parking anymore.
Yeah, we're lucky we don't have an office bully. Because from what I hear, everybody has an office bully.
Really?
Yeah, everybody I talk to, they have that one person that's really rude at the office. But I feel like we don't have one.
According to you.
Yeah, we got Kelly.
If you don't know who the office bully is, you're probably it.
You're probably the bully. It can't be me.
We could do a secret ballot thing.
You want to do a secret ballot to see if we have a bully?
I don't think I'm a bully.
Trey likes the idea. You in for that, Trey?
I'm down, but I hope it's just because I get the vote.
he wants to be. Okay, you're the office bully, Trey. You want to be the office bully.
Thank you, thank you.
You win.
Yeah, Trey wants to win. What's up, Amanda?
Hey, what's up?
What's up? All right, you got petty going on towards the boyfriend, huh?
Oh, ex-boyfriend. So I had gotten, me and my best friend had started collecting Mary mushrooms from back in the 60s, 70s, like those little teacups and saucers and things. And I had gotten an extended set, which was kind of crazy to find. And I told them, I said, do not use this for coffee. This is for display only, display only. These are like really old, you know, blah, blah, blah. And they didn't feel like washing out their mugs and decided to use my Mary mushroom cups, and they broke with the heat of the coffee. Both of them. Not one, but two cups. So I got so mad, and he had scored this really cool cowboy hat from the thrift store, and I went and I punched it, and I stomped on it. I even sat on it, and that thing still popped back into place.
She tried to break his hat.
Yes. Aww. He would always brag about this cowboy hat and never wear it, but yeah, unfortunately. Yeah. It's good quality.
What a durable hat that thing was.
Right?
Thank you for calling in, Amanda. You have a wonderful week. And thank you for your petty kid nation. We appreciate your calls, all your text messages. It'll be back again next week. Don't you worry about that.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I was trying to get through that without coffee. I was trying my best. I made it all the way to the last.
Yeah, you did it almost.
Oh my gosh.
What the finisher?
Oh man.
How good?
Good starter. Bad finisher.
Jennifer, how are you?
I am doing great. Oh my goodness.
Hey,
oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness.
Together. Get it together.
You're all good.
Please tell us that you've been keeping track of the guests.
Every single one of them.
All right. Nice. Are you at work already? You sound like you're at work.
I am at work. I want to scream, but, you know, oh, my goodness. I hope. Come on. Got two trips planned with the family for vacation. This would be awesome.
Awesome. What do you do for work, by the way?
I do financials.
Oh, you can scream.
Yeah.
I know.
Finances are looking good. All right. Well, okay. Jennifer, let's find out here.
Hopefully we'll give you a reason to scream.
Please.
What do you think the pin is?
Okay. 7395.
Oh, Jennifer.
I was rooting for you.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Well, you guys have a good day.
You too, Jennifer.
And no lie, Jennifer was keeping track. That's a first-time guest right there.
Okay, so now it's four. There's four left.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Shannon.
Hi.
Hey. And I don't know if you heard, but we're down to four pins. And so basically you have a 25% chance to win $5,000.
Yes, I'll be keeping track.
Okay.
And keeping track. All right.
All right. What are you up to right now?
I'm at work.
Okay. You're going to have to scream just in case. We want to let you know we need it for the promos in case you win.
Okay.
Yeah, don't worry about your coworkers. We told the same thing to our last caller and the callers before that.
Yep.
All right, Shannon. Hopefully you kept track. Hopefully we get a first-time guess. You go ahead and hit us with that pin.
Okay.
Accidentally.
Oh, no.
Goodness. Frustrating.
Goodness gracious.
Thank you, Shannon. You have a wonderful day at work.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Okay. We're down to one, two. I could probably.
Three.
Three.
Make a guess now.
You could, because you got all the numbers in front of you.
It's easier when I got the numbers in front
of
me.
You, I think I knew it.
Basically, if you've been keeping track, tomorrow we should be giving away the money.
Yeah.
If you've been keeping track. So get together with your coworkers, if it, you know.
Get together with Jennifer.
Jennifer had them all.
Yeah.
And Shannon did too, apparently.
Did too, yeah.
So hopefully tomorrow that $5,000 will be given away. 720 and 820 Central is when we play Beat the Bank.
ATM.
Coming up next, Kelly Raspberry is going to help us out. She finally got both eyes working this morning.
Yeah, it's finally. Whew.
It's open and ready to go.
Good now. Thank you.
Love Letters to Kelly is next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, Kid Nation. We got a love expert in here. She's fresh off the plane, landing from Colorado after a long weekend of altitude sickness and dry eye. But you know what? That does not stop her from giving you the solid advice you need in this segment we call
Love Letters. Love Letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I have been in a relationship with a man for 6 years now. We moved in together 5 years ago and have two beautiful kids. We had actually set a date to be married about a month ago, but a few weeks before the wedding, he started ignoring me and said a lot of mean and hurtful things, so we ended up not getting married.
Wow.
That was his, he won. Yeah.
We've stayed together since we have been together for 6 years, and a few days after the wedding date, he started talking to me again, acting like nothing ever happened.
Right.
Seriously, he's never said the mean and hurtful things, like we had never even set a date. So I'm wondering, do you think he just panicked and wasn't ready for a marriage? I'm so confused and I'm terrified to even bring it up again. What do you think I should do, Jennifer? Yeah.
Either subconsciously or consciously, he didn't want to do it, and he sabotaged it, and y'all are still together. So he's back to where he was comfortable, which is
not being married,
but it sounds like he's committed. So if the piece of paper is more important to you, then I would try to address it again moving forward, but it sounds like he just doesn't want to do it.
Yo.
And he sabotaged it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Got what he want? Goes back to normal.
There you go.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
So I've been texting with a guy for about 2 months now. We met almost 7 years ago, but kept it pretty respectful as he was married. Well, fast forward, he hit me up and said he's been divorced for about a year. He initially reached out to me, and I've been happily single for about 2 years now and not looking for anything at all. Every day, he'll text me with a good morning, ask me how I'm doing, has taken an interest in my life, and then he texts me good night. We've gotten into some texting about laundry and some sexy talk, too, but other than this, we don't talk over the phone. When asked, he said, we're busy, different times of the day. Well, we really are not, if I'm honest with you. One more thing, we live in different cities, about 3 hours away, and he has no children. He has not made any attempts to want to see me, and I guess I suggest I plan a trip to visit him. I assume all he'll want to do is laundry, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to invest in anything serious, and I'm doubting if I should even plan a trip until I get a bit more from him. What do you suggest I do? Should I just let him let this play out and not put too much thought into it? Help, Caroline.
Yeah, Caroline. I think what you are is the equivalent of Candy Crush.
What do you mean?
You're just something to do.
See, Philip.
Kind of something like he's messing around with. Oh, I'm kind of bored. I got a few minutes on my phone. I think I'm going to play a round of, what's her name again?
Caroline.
I'm going to play a round of Caroline Crush. Come on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Sure, you're just something to do. You're a time filler.
Yeah.
You're a time waster for him. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I don't mean to be that cruel sounding, but yeah, you're just a time. So I would imagine if you would stop responding so readily and eagerly to his late night and daytime, just checking in stuff, that he would eventually go away. But you're like an app.
And could he maybe?
You're the Caroline app.
Could he still be married? Maybe.
I don't know, but I don't care. He's not. This isn't a relationship. This is just something to kind of kill time between, you know, I got to wait in the doctor's office for a minute. Let me text Caroline, see what she's doing.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to bed. I'm bored. Let me see Caroline. He's messing with her. This isn't real. This isn't going anywhere. If a man really wants you and he's pursuing you, he'd make.
He would have been out there already.
I went to a wedding this weekend. Their first date, he wanted to meet her so badly, he drove 5 hours. First date.
Dang.
You know, dang. It's like, that's what a man does when he wants to pursue you.
Dang.
He doesn't sit there.
Uh-huh.
Hey, when I see you, oh, boy.
Oh, it's going to go
down. When are you
going
to see me?
I don't know.
I'm really busy. Yeah, that's just wasting time.
5 hours.
Yeah. First. When you want a woman, you go get that woman.
That's what it is, you know?
That's not even that far if it's the right woman.
Well, you know what? The thing about Colorado is it's not that far. But you got to go over a mountain.
Yeah.
That's what takes so far. By the time the crow flies, it's like an hour. But with driving, it's like 5. But he did it.
He climbed a mountain for that woman.
He knew.
He like, mountain high enough.
Right.
What's the, how far would you go for a woman, Al?
I'd need her to be somewhere within, let's see, between here and my house on the freeway. Like within a mile or
30 minutes.
Yeah.
He has first dates at his bar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need her to be on the way.
Okay.
Love letters to Kelly.
When I say on the way, I don't mean exit and make one of those U-turn things. I mean like on
the way. Oh, straight on the way.
Yes.
Yeah, yes. Okay.
On the right side.
Got it.
Yes, I'd be a right side reader.
Please. Don't be on the left, please.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My big mouth husband talks too much. Sometimes I don't even listen to what he's saying. I get bored when he opens his big mouth, and he gets mad when I don't answer back because he's got a big old mouth.
Oh, my God. Ow.
I feel shy telling him that he talks too much, but he's just got a big old mouth. What's your advice, Sarah?
Put his mouth in the dryer.
No, it doesn't have a dirty mouth. You know, he just talks too much.
I don't know.
He's got a big old mouth.
Just tell him you need a minute's. I don't know what to do with that one.
Husband got a big old mouth.
Oh, yeah.
Is he embarrassing you in certain situations where he just likes to talk to you and share his day? Because that's like with my daughter. I just get in the car with her sometimes, and I just start talking, just trying to get a response out of her because it's like talking to a wall, but she's a teenager, you know?
Uh-huh.
It's like, I'll just come up with anything trying to get her to respond to me. Is maybe that what your husband... See, I don't know the dynamics of this relationship.
Sounds like he wants a little more attention from you.
Maybe he's trying. Maybe he's craving attention, and you're just not giving it to him, so he's just doing anything hoping for a response. Or maybe he's just a blowhard. How many couples do you see, like, the old, you know, in the old movies where the Italian wife's like, just let him talk, you know, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's just a blowhard and he's harmless. But imagine life with that voice silenced. Would you be happier with that voice silenced forever in your life?
Nope.
You might miss that big old mouth.
It's like the woman that says he snored like a chainsaw every night, but I'd do anything to have that snore back because he's gone.
Yeah.
You know, so look at your part in the situation. Is it really that big of a deal? I don't know. I'm just going
find the positive.
By your tongue in cheek, I'm sure. I don't know how much Al embellished that later. I have a feeling he embellished it somewhat.
My husband got a big old mouth. He talks too much. I just put a couple extra big O's in
there. Yeah, a couple.
Nice. Okay.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I started dating a guy a couple months ago. Things are going really well. However, one thing bothers me so much. I've had an extremely difficult past, and he hasn't. In fact, he mentions it often that he's very blessed, which is fine. I wouldn't wish what I've had to go through on anyone, but when I do bring something up about my past, which is extremely tough in itself for me to talk about, he doesn't get fazed, doesn't try and elaborate or ask questions. He essentially just relates it to something else and gets off the topic. I've tried to talk to him about it, but then he'll say something like, well, what do you want me to ask you about it? I guess what I'm worried about is his lack of empathy. Earlier today, I asked him why he likes to spend 8 hours watching some beach volleyball tournament that buffers every 7 minutes and only has one camera angle. He says, because I can only imagine what they go through to get here. He has more empathy for one...
And also, have you seen the bikinis?
There you go.
He has more empathy for wannabe pro sports people than he does for me. I mean, I'm mad enough to be writing a love letter to Kelly at 1 a.m. Help.
Fancy. Well, I mean, you're only 2 months into the relationship and you're just finding out this isn't the partner for you.
Yeah.
You need someone who's a little bit more invested in your emotions and you can be more invested. You know, and some people go through life happily surface level. They don't go deep. They keep things nice and tidy and neat, and that is fine. They need to go out and find a partner that shares that same kind of depth. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You just need somebody with more layers and who's more invested. You're only 2 months in.
Get out.
Thank goodness it only took you 2 months to figure
somebody
it out.
Somebody call it dating.
Yeah, it's dating. And just don't settle for something just because, oh my gosh, it took me forever to find this one. Don't settle. The right one's out there. 2 months, you found out he's not the right one. Move on. Can't change him.
Nope.
Could be dating somebody with a big old mouth.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.